Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Connor McDavid. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. You can help elect Jim Rome to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Voting is now open. Two easy ways to vote. Either cast your vote at radiovote.com or dial short code 96000 and text the message 800. Standard message and data rates may apply. Doing More is brought to you by The Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. With everything you need to do Project Smarter, The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. Jake Bowers of the Tampa Bay Rays goes 2-for-3 with his first home run in the big leagues and a double, scored three times and drove in two in the Rays' big 8-4 win over Toronto. Jake Bowers doing more. It's brought to you by The Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. With everything you need to do Project Smarter, The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Tomorrow night at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, join the ladies of We Need to Talk as they bring you in-depth interviews and compelling conversations on everything that's happening in the world of sports, including an emotional return home for her host, Layla Ali, as she honors her late father, legendary boxer Muhammad Ali, only on CBS Sports Network. Baseball takes priority now. Tons of games every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the premier place to go for picks. Boxing, MMA, soccer from Russia. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the top choice. College and pro football countdown is on. Hurry and sign up today. Bob Nightingale's with the USA Today. And I was looking at a lot of stuff today from the USA Today. I love their baseball rankings as well, their power rankings as opposed to all the others that I see. I've always kind of liked USA Today's, probably because Bob's there. Bob, thanks for coming on the bench. How's everything?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks, Scott.
So tell me about the truth of what you know about Ohtani's elbow injury. Obviously, a huge blow to the Angels, a huge blow to baseball and fans and media. And what is the deal? Is he having Tommy John or is he not?
We don't know. I mean, they said the other day it's a grade 2 sprain, which means a partial tear, and they did the injection with the plasma, and we'll see if it works. You know, in 3 weeks, they're going to evaluate to see if there's any progress or not. He did have a plasma injection last October, and it did work. I mean, he pitched very well until a setback the other day. So too early to tell on these grade 2 sprains. It'd go either way. You know, could need Tommy John or quit pitch with it for a while, just like Tanaka has for the Yankees.
Yeah, Tanaka pitched with it and never got it surgically repaired, did he?
No, did not. And same thing. If you know, once it gets to a grade 3, then you have to have, it's a complete tear. You have to have Tommy John surgery. But as long as it stays at this, kind of a coin flip. So they'll hold their breath and see what happens. But they won't know for a few more weeks.
So you're telling me in your article I saw he makes $550,000, and not the big money. Why is this that he gets this crappy contract when he was worth so much money?
You know, just because he falls under international rules, if he had waited until he was 25 years old, would have been an unrestricted free agent. Everybody in the world would have bid on him, you know, like the Yankees and Dodgers, and he would have got over $200 million. In this pace, in this thing that happened now, it's just that all they had to do was do the posting fee, which is $20 million, which went to the team and not him. And they treat him like he's a regular kid out of college and just pays him the minimum salary, not eligible for arbitration for 3 years or free agency for 6 years.
So Bob Nightingale with us, USA Today. You wrote about the Machados and the Harpers and that free agent class of 2018 limping toward the finish line. I've heard so many people over the last few months talking about Machado, and I've really not heard anyone talking about frankly, Harper, and that I asked somebody if he would go to the Cubs because of his relationship with Brian and growing up in Vegas and playing with him in Vegas, if he'd want to play with him and the Cubs, and everyone kind of laughed me off. What do you think of that? And why is it that he doesn't get as much attention as Machado?
Well, I think, you know, he's having a down year as far as just average-wise, when he's around 220 or so, where Machado was tearing it up, so about 320. Power number's about the same. Yeah, but, you know, Machado's playing shortstop in premier position, where Harper's in right field. So it's just that the difference that, you know, Machado having such a spectacular year right now. So I still think he stays put in Washington. I don't discount Philadelphia. The only reason why I discount Chicago is that you already have Jason Hayward in right field, who's already making, you know, he's already got $115 million coming after this year. And at some point, you're going to have to pay Bryant. So I just don't know if they can afford, you know, that kind of big contract once again.
What is the deal with Vladdy Guerrero Jr.? He's got a left knee issue right now all of a sudden?
Yeah, sprained the left knee ligament, out for a minimum of a month, which is a shame. I mean, he was on the verge of coming up. You know, now the Blue Jays can take their sweet time, trade Josh Donaldson at the trade deadline, and then call him up if he's healthy enough sometime in late July.
So I'm watching Seattle right now, and Cruz just hit his second home run of the night. They're playing the Angels, a great series in Seattle. I see these stories about Cano is going to have to share time at second base when he comes back from his suspension. Like, really? They're not going to play that guy when he comes back? I mean, you got to be kidding.
Well, the trouble is, you know, I mean, D. Gordon was a Gold Glove second baseman, too, shortstop. So, you know, Gordon never wanted to move from second base to begin with. So he can play it. The one problem you got, too, guys, remember now, by testing positive for PED use, he's ineligible for the playoffs. So what you don't want is a Cano to play all the time at second base. Then the playoff starters, okay, let's break a new guy in here. You know, Gordon, now you step in there. You got to get him ready for the playoffs as well, because just because Cano won't be eligible.
So that's unbelievable. You serve an 80-gamer and you still got to sit in the postseason?
Yeah, new rules. That was the rules of a couple years ago. So ineligible for the All-Star game, you know, which makes sense because you'd be suspended anyway. But also ineligible for all postseason play.
I don't really understand that. You serve 80 games. Is that not enough prison time for you?
No, they want to make it as severe as possible. I mean, it was up the owners, but they didn't want to say, okay, you can forfeit your contract. We got the right to keep paying it or to opt out. The union says no to that because, you know, what about someone's got a bad contract and someone from the club, you know, slipped something in his food or something like that or his drink. He tests positive. So that will never happen. But no, even the players agreed to this, so not eligible for postseason.
Wow, that's crazy. And to think that they're having really a great season right now in Seattle.
Oh, fabulous season. I mean, I think they're the biggest surprise in baseball when you consider that Robinson Cano's been out. You know, Dee Gordon broke his toe, has come back. King Felix is a shell of himself, you know, what he once was, to be where they are. I think they're as big, if not bigger, story than the Atlanta Braves.
What do you think of Bob Nightingale with us, USA Today? What do you think of the job the Brewers have been doing? Good game tonight with the Cubs in Milwaukee, 2-2 in the bottom of the ninth. These two are going at it in a nice little series in Milwaukee this week.
Yeah, the Brewers have got to start beating the Cubs. And the Cubs have beat them like 8 or 9 times already this year. And yeah, Brewers is a nice, consistent team. They're as consistent as anybody in the National League. I still think you need to get one more starter, Scott. I can see them going after Cole Hamill of the Texas Rangers. But I think they need one more veteran in that rotation to get them over the hump.
So did you watch – so the Yankees took 2 of 3 from the Mets over the weekend in the the Subway Series. Everybody's – could care less about all that. But when it was all said and done, the Mets released Adrian Gonzalez. And then from what I'm seeing, they want Jose Reyes to retire. What's going on with Alderson and the Mets?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the whole Reyes thing. Obviously, he's struggling. He's next guy in the block. I don't think you want to, just unceremoniously just dump him like you did Gonzalez. This Gonzalez just joined the organization this year. I think they felt that Reyes has done too much just to do that. So I think what they're saying is, if it's time for Reyes to be released, you know, they want to let him know, talk about it ahead of time, and maybe he announces his retirement, or they, you know, come up with some type of thing so to make it, you know, a little more classy than just dumping a guy in the middle of the night.
Going back to the Cubs for a minute, Darvish is out, they're saying, until after the All-Star break, and Mike Montgomery's done a hell of a job in his stead.
He really has. I mean, he's a guy they got from Seattle a couple of years ago, been primarily using the bullpen, but he's really, really stepped up. I mean, Darvish has been a disaster. So far, the biggest bust of the free agency. So we'll see. I mean, he's still a six-year contract, but they need him to bounce back the second half, not only to help make the playoffs, but to go deep in October. I mean, we give this guy $126 million.
Right.
He's won one game.
What do you think of have you watched this kid, Cody Clemens, play at Texas yet? And does he have a did he get drafted last week or anything? And does he obviously has a bright future, it seems like?
Yeah, once they got drafted in the third round, I believe it was. And, just a pedigree from your dad. Might as well take a shot at him. From everything I heard, great kid and everything else. Clemens got another kid also in the minor leagues. So, good for that family. It's hard to think that, any of those kids will be as good as his dad. I mean, his dad's I still think his dad will be in the Hall of Fame one day. But it's certainly Hall of Fame caliber pitcher.
So the kid from Oregon State didn't get drafted. We all know the story, Heimlich. Do you believe, because he's going to be in the College World Series in Omaha, they're going to be playing. So whether people like it or not, it seems like we're going to be hearing a lot more about this kid during this College World Series. And what's your feeling? Because he never got drafted. Obvious, that's the reason, because he can pitch lights out. But we all know what he did when he was a kid. What a disaster for this kid's life. It's obviously going to ruin his life, and a lot of people would say deservedly.
Yeah, strange story, Scott. I got mixed emotions about it. Just the story broke last year, 4 days before the draft. He was supposed to go to the top two rounds last year. Now here he backed out of the College World Series last year. He didn't want to be a distraction, and the team didn't win the College World Series when they were favored. The kid said he's innocent. It sounds like a forced confession. And the people that know him at Oregon State, absolutely love him. Just unbelievable guy and everything else. They find it hard to believe. And of course, he did that when I was 15 years old. So a lot of strange stories about it. The question you ask is, what if he is innocent? What if he, got some bad legal advice and signed that paper? So it's a shame.
Did you see Bumgarner get into it with a home plate ump when he was leaving the game tonight and then get ejected?
I did not. So I got ejected, but I missed that. And he's got a hot temper, so I could see it. But no, I missed that.
Yeah, he was walking off the mound and was just walking toward the dugout after, Bochy changed pitchers. He's leaving in the sixth. He's walking off the field, and he just started talking to the ump, and he threw him out immediately. And I guess that was all it took was him to say something, and he left the game, then got ejected on top of it. Last question. So beyond all that with Heimlich, what did you think of the draft that went down last week?
From talking to scouting directors and scouts, they said it was just, kind of up in the air. Where a kid in the fourth round might be better than the number one pick. Kids are drafting the first round, maybe bust. Even the, Casey Mize, the number one pick in the draft, just got pounded the other day in his start. So you never know. I mean, there's going to be a lot of busts in that first round and surprises, too. And that's the thing about that baseball draft. It's just so tough to predict.
Yeah, so you're the USA Today has the Yankees number one right now in the power rankings at this point of the season. Do you agree with that?
I think right now. But, Boston is right there with them. And I still think the team that beats Houston. I just think Houston is such a great team, such a great pitching staff, the best starting rotation in all of baseball. where I still think the World Series goes to Houston.
All right, Bob, great stuff tonight, my man. Thanks for coming on the bench.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball columnist, 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance to get it all at GEICO.com? They had an under-18 basketball game today. Did you see this? The USA just played Panama, and they beat them by 92. And
really?
I think they were up 45-0 at the beginning of the game.
Sounds competitive.
Yeah, it sounds like I wish my championship game Wednesday night went that way and the Ballers opened up with a 45-0 lead. I would like to see that happen. I don't feel that could happen, though, but I would love to see it happen. Anyway, what do you think of Bumgarner getting tossed, walking off the field? He had just left the game anyway. Bochy had pulled him. What do you think of that?
Like, I mean,
you're going to the clubhouse anyway. You might as well get your money's worth.
That's what I was just going to say to you. You're out of the game either way. So if he's going to light you up, you might as well light him up, right? You might as well just let it fly.
Let him know. Did you see this? Olney says that there should only be 4 pitchers used in a game. What do you think of that?
Like, in the whole, what do you mean?
The whole game.
Really?
Like, that he thinks that per 9 innings, 4 pitchers only, limit calls to the bullpen. That's how you change the game.
Including the starter, 4 pitchers, or 4 relievers?
Including the starter.
Wow.
I'm assuming, I'm looking right at it. Like, let's see if I, I'm just seeing few, if it should be the starter and 3 others. I just don't have time to research his thought. But it sounds to me like 4 total for the game. What do you think of that?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
There you go.
I'm tired of these guys. Like, we've talked about this 1,000 times. Why they're trying to reinvent the wheel to shave 30 seconds off of a baseball game or 1 minute, I don't get it. If you're there to watch the game, watch the game. Are you really that worked up if it ends a minute and a half earlier because they only used 4 pitchers instead of letting him do what he wants?
They came up with numbers. Pitchers per game per team in the past 10 seasons. Pitchers per game per team last 10 seasons. This year, 4.2 pitchers per game. Last year, 4.2. 2016, 4.1. And then 2015, 4.1. Also, number of pitchers per game per team. This is the spike in relievers. The number of pitchers per game per team, 2018, 4.2. Is that even possible? Oh, that's per in the last 10 seasons, the first numbers I gave you. And then these are per team now, 4.2. But it's no different than the last 10 seasons. It's about the same, isn't it? Does it seem to you like they only use 4 pitchers per team, per game, as it stands now? Do you ever care about such things?
No, I never notice how many pitchers are used in it.
When is the last time you actually, and I want to ask you this question in all sincerity. Like, let's say it's a Saturday morning or something like this, or Sunday, okay, fair enough? Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
Are you following me here?
I'm with you.
All right. So my question would be this. On a weekend, would you, to this day, when is the last time you looked at a box score for your baseball team? Like on a Sunday, did you read the Sunday sports paper that you read, Newsday? Did you look at the Yankee-Met box score? Did you look at the after the games were over this
week? I did not go to specifically look at the box score of a game just because.
When's the last time you looked at a newspaper box score?
Well, you got to remember, newspaper one, never, because I do everything.
Okay.
Online. But the reason why I would occasionally glance at a box score
right.
is for a fantasy baseball purpose. That would be the only reason
right.
why. Like, let's say if I'm doing daily and I want to maybe play a guy that
right.
day,
right.
I want to see what he did maybe the day before or,
right.
or if he's been hot, I might look at it. That would be the only reason why I would look at a box. I mean, or if we're looking to see what a guy did that night in a game, I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't get up Sunday morning and go, let me check the old box score from last night's game and see how many pitchers they threw in the game for old Buster Olney and his big path, you know, his big plan that he's got going on with only limiting the amount of pitchers you can use. So no, I'm not really getting too wound up about the box score.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask you that because I wanted to know, Connor, when is the last time you looked at a box score for a baseball game?
I actually look pretty often because of the fantasy baseball stuff, but the last thing that I'll ever check is how many pitchers were used in the game.
Okay, so you play fantasy baseball every day?
I play in a weekly league, but yeah, every day the game's
so matter. To see how your players perform, do you have to look at a box score, or is there another way? Does your league like update your guys' points or something without having to look at a box score?
It does update there, so I could just go to the site or to the app, but sometimes the app's a little bit slow to load, so I'll just go to the box scores and check there.
Pete, when's the last time you looked at a box score for a baseball game?
Oh, probably this afternoon when I was having lunch. I read the newspaper every day when I have lunch.
So
I flip through it, yeah.
So you like looking at box scores?
Well, not necessarily at box scores, but I like to read the newspaper because too many people don't read the newspaper, and I always...
I read the newspaper as well, but I can't say that I actually look to see how many pitchers a team uses in a baseball game. Do you ever look at the pitchers and then not only the starter but the relievers and what they did in their time in the game?
No, unless there's something specific I'm looking for. I just like to flip through. I'm kind of intrigued.
Do you like reading the story of your the Yankee game by the columnists?
Yes, and I prefer to read it in the newspaper than online.
So more than a box score, you would read the story.
Yes. I try to read the whole sports section, anything that interests me.
Even after you watch a game, and let's say you've seen the game, would you still read a story
about
it?
Yes, I would, because I'd like to get somebody else's perspective on it.
So the columnist's perspective.
Right, but I like to read the actual newspaper.
So do I. I still read the newspaper every day of my life. And then 34C complains about all the newspapers that I have delivered to my house. And I tell her to just stay out of it. Like, really? You want to argue with me about a newspaper in the driveway? Seriously, it gets to the point where if there were 30 of them there, that might be worth arguing over. But if I get two or three newspapers, shouldn't you just stay out of it at some point? And, like, do you don't like reading newspapers, Carver High?
I don't go out and pick up the newspaper and read it. Now, look, I'm a digital guy now.
If you lived in the city, would you get the Post or the Daily News every day, no matter what, if you lived in the city?
No, because I get it on my iPad. Like, I read the paper, I just don't read it the way that we used to read it. Like,
you get it delivered.
Right.
I still go and read comms by certain writers in the local papers, and I'll still go and look at things. It's just
I'm
doing it digitally. I'm not going to the store and buying the paper. I'm the guy that's killing their business.
I think that's the reason the business is dying, is because it's obvious, is that no one's actually holding the paper and reading it anymore. They're all going on their phones. I saw a guy today walking down the street, literally smash into a brick pole because he was staring at his phone and walked right into a brick wall. And I'm thinking, that's what's wrong with the world today. Everybody's walking with their hands and with their phone in their hands, with their head down, and they have no idea where they're walking.
I'm willing to wager that there are people that work on this floor at any of the radio stations, that there are people that work on this floor that can walk past the desk out there in the newsroom where the newspapers are piled up.
Right.
I bet you there are people that work here that can walk past and not know what it is.
And not know
it's a newspaper.
Really?
I bet you there are young enough people here that are working, interns or younger people, that will walk by the desk and be totally oblivious that it's an actual newspaper that's sitting
really?
There.
I'm not going there.
I'm not going that deep. But I would say that they were willing to avoid them and not read them ever because no kid I know reads a newspaper. My kid gets straight A's, doesn't read the newspaper ever. When I was a kid, I read the newspaper every day since I've been a basically alive and been able to read. Since I've been able to read, I've been reading a newspaper my whole life. One thing I like to do, just so you know, real quick, I'll read the newspaper out loud. just the headlines of all the crimes, so that my family can hear me blaring out murders and cars that are stolen and cops that are. Did you see the NYPD and firefight at the bar the other day? They were there. They had the 11-hour bender going, and then there was some race comments made, and then all the cops and firemen were fighting. I love headlines like these. I read them to my family all the time, and they think I'm crazy.
But my kids and I, and my wife too, in the morning, if we're all together having breakfast, we'll play What's on the Back Page.
Is that right? Is that like a game?
We have like a little at breakfast time. Well, I'll go get the
newspaper. Oh, so you'll see if they've learned what's on the back page.
I'll go get the newspaper, come in, we'll sit down at breakfast. Okay, what's on the back page? Obviously a sport.
So it's like a quiz.
Right. So like my little one will say, oh, the Islanders are on the back page. And, you know, Bradley will say the Mets. So we have a little thing and then we'll discuss it.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
I force my wife to read the newspaper as well. I just wanted to say, by tying her up for 12 hours a day and stuffing a rag in her mouth filled with tequila, it hasn't gone over well with her or the neighbors. But my dog gets a huge kick out of it. I just wanted to say I'm kidding right now. But I thought it was a great idea. But I decided against it. It's time for the update. I'm very late. Here's Peter Schwartz.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So I'm watching this summit in Singapore between Trump and Kim Jong-un, of course, that's going on. And then all of a sudden, here I see popping up on CNN in the middle of all of this is Dennis Rodman. Like, he continues to convince himself that he's the reason why Trump and Jong-un are meeting in Singapore and trying to have a peace summit. And the bottom line is that Rodman believes he's the reason that Trump will get Jong-un to get rid of his nukes, right? And that there'll be peace in the world. And I don't know if anybody saw this or not, but Dennis was on CNN and he was on with Cuomo. And I was watching him, and he broke down crying over it. He had on some bizarre sunglasses that he was wearing that are enormous, and he still looks like just a freak, right? Like, what has happened to this guy? Like, the fact that he went over there and hung out with this guy, Kim Jong-un, and then brought a basketball team over there to play in some, like, a basketball tournament that the guy threw for him, and the fact that he's friends with that guy is just bizarre enough. But the fact that he's there now at Singapore for the historic summit is even more of a freak show. And the fact that he believes he's the reason for peace in the world between North Korea and the U.S. is it's insanity. But the fact that he's trying to be a diplomat is, I think, absolutely perfect for Dennis Rodman. Can you believe what's happened to Dennis Rodman since he played basketball? It really is a freak show. It's bizarro world, isn't it? All right, so do you have anything to say, Carver High, about Dennis Rodman?
I think he's crazy. And that shows the whole what he's doing over there. He hasn't been right for a long time.
Are you surprised that that they're actually meeting right now in Singapore? That the president and Kim Jong-un are actually meeting? Can you believe that?
Well, he told everybody he was going to do it, right?
And he did it. He's the first president to ever have anything like this happen. You got to admit that it is quite the accomplishment when you think about
it. Big feather in the cap?
Well, I mean, they hate us. I mean, more than anything on earth, right? Is there not truth to that? That they hate us more than any country or anyone on earth? They hate us more than anyone.
Seems to be the case.
Meanwhile, they're hanging out like they're best friends now all of a sudden tonight. I'm watching it right now on television.
I guess we're off the list.
Do you think that his diplomatic efforts, that Trump will get the guy to get rid of his nukes, do you believe that?
No.
No.
That little beanball war here in the pirate Diamondback.
Oh, we got
game
a little. We got a little something. Little something.
It's getting there. They hit Harrison last inning, and now they just the Pirates just responded, hitting a guy. We'll see if it brews from here. A lot of unhappy faces after the last hit by a pitch.
I did notice that the Pirates were winning the game 5-0. However,
they are. Remember what I said to you before we came in here. Like the Pirates.
Oh, you
tonight.
Like the Pirates tonight.
Like the Pirates tonight.
Why were you on the Pirates tonight?
I had a couple of things that I saw in the game. I really, really liked Musgrove pitching tonight. I had a feeling for the Pirates tonight. And I hopefully that feeling continues for another 2.5 innings.
So did you see this guy, Tyrone Woodley? As you know, he does a daily, I believe, show on TMZ or something to this effect, right? He's the television insider for TMZ for the MMA world. Is that about right?
It seems that that is what his current role is.
So did he not go on record today saying that his plan was to kill this guy Covington? Of course, Colby Covington is the new interim belt champ, right? And he has Covington called out Woodley Saturday after his win over Dos Anjos at UFC 225. And he called Woodley a coward and a B. And then Woodley went on his TMZ show and said, I want to never fight. I want him to never fight again. I want to end his life. He said his entire existence ticks him off. When you disrespect my division, the sport, you disrespect the team that I fight for, and also just the human race, you're an embarrassment. It ain't talk no more. Apparently, Tyrone Woodley, his plan is to kill. It would appear to me his plan is to kill Colby Covington.
Sounds like the type of fight that I would be interested in if those guys fought. That seems like one that I would want to watch.
I just wanted to say I'm having a tremendous problem sending you this video. I've tried everything. I'm waiting for it. It's preparing. What's there to prepare? Didn't I just do it and I wanted to send it to you? Is it really that hard to go through all of this?
It'll get there.
It's unbelievable.
I have faith in it. It always has worked in the past.
Did you see your boy Corey Kluber won his 10th over the weekend?
Yawn. Yawn for Colby.
You don't have Corey, you mean? Are you still on
exactly.
Colby Covington?
Yeah, I'm still on him.
So are you not excited at all for the Indians based on our relationship with the station in Cleveland?
Well, I love the station, of course, but look, they're going to run away with that division. Kind of was there for a little while. They were playing 500 ball. The rest of that division stinks. They should run away with it.
That
no questions
that
asked.
They'll run away from it.
They absolutely will.
So I think I got the thing to work. But we'll see if it works for you. Let's just let me know if you get this. Oh, now, let me guess. Oh, I have to connect to Wi-Fi to send the attachment. It's so long. Does that mean I have to go and...
We'll figure it out after.
But this is unbelievable what I got to go through. Aren't I not on in this stupid Wi-Fi they have here? I think I got rid of it, didn't I?
I think you should just send it at home.
Just give up on this, right?
I think you should do it at home later.
When I have potential? Unbelievable. Maybe we should have gone back to the old plan, which was don't shoot any videos the whole week. I tried to
still do that plan, too.
But I still tried to shoot a video, and look what it led to. A total distraction.
It happens.
For the show. Do you agree with... the power rankings that I was telling you about. The Yankees 1, Red Sox 2, Astros 3, Mariners 4, and the Brewers 5. Do we know if the Brewers won in extra innings tonight over the Cubs, or is the game still going on? Let's see.
Checking now.
It's 5-2 Cubs now in the 11th. They have opened up.
They're going to beat them again.
They have beaten them again. It's not over yet, but they're up 5-2. And they have runners on first and second. And they're already up 3 runs in the 11th. So they'll win this game, it would appear to me, to start the series in Milwaukee. Another Cubs win over the Brewers.
They've had a huge problem with them this year. I think Bob was right. They need to get another pitcher, and they need to figure out a way to beat the Cubs. if they're going to be taken seriously there in the Central.
And the Mariners are beating the Angels 5-2.
Big night for Nelson Cruz so far.
Two home runs in that game. Are you a buyer or a seller on the Seattle Mariners continuing the rest of the season to play this way?
I hope they do it all year long. I hope they're so good that they make the Astros play in the wild card game.
Are you surprised that Robbie Cano has become a junkie? Seriously.
I don't know if he's
thrown out of baseball.
I mean, yeah, he made a mistake, you know. He got some bad advice.
Is that what they call it now?
He got some bad advice.
Is that what they call it now when you fail the 80-gamer? That's bad advice.
He got some bad advice. He took something he didn't know.
So today, when I was shooting baskets in training, I found a pill, a giant pill on the floor in the basketball court. It looked like one of those supplement pills. So instead of eating it, I threw it in the garbage. Do you believe that Robbie Cano may have found a pill on the baseball diamond and should have thrown it in the garbage and instead chose to eat it?
It's extremely possible. It could have been what did it.
We have two more hours to go on this particular program. I wanted to let you know that Carver High will be running the show all week long as your boy Mafia is off gallivanting again. Connor McDavid is in here tonight as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.